What would you be willing to do to be famous, or maybe just famous adjacent? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels about the audacious actions and extreme lengths some go to get what they want, or who they want. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Having very much enjoyed several novels by Taylor Jenkins Reid, I decided to go back and do The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo in audio. It was just as trashy and wonderful as I had hoped. As it begins, a young magazine writer named Monique Grant is stunned when Hollywood legend Evelyn Hugo, now 79, calls her and asks her to be her official biographer, though she doesn't want the book published till after her death. Monique cannot fathom why a newbie like her would be chosen for this task, and this question simmers, interestingly, for the entire length of the book. The story begins in Hell's Kitchen, where a young beauty named Evelyn Herrera traded her virginity for a ride to Hollywood, changed her name, and climbed the rungs of the entertainment industry ladder one husband at a time. Evelyn plays up her bombshell figure and hides her Cuban roots by dyeing her hair blonde, the first of many lies she'll have to tell over the course of her life. The aging diva recounts her failures and triumphs in chronological order, one husband at a time, with a few breaks for Monique to report back to her editor. Though I have heard the buzz on this book for years, I had no idea that at heart it is a sizzling queer romance novel, as is Reid's more recent lesbian astronaut book, Atmosphere. I love that these ultra-commercial blockbusters are unapologetically super gay. Everyone loves Emma Straub, the bookseller from Brooklyn, who has joined Taylor Jenkins Reid as one of our top producers of what is sometimes called upmarket women's fiction. Straub's latest, American Fantasy, takes place on a boy band fan cruise. Yes, faithful listeners, one of last week's books also took place on a fan cruise. It was Jung Yun's All the World Can Hold. When her sister breaks a leg and has to bow out of their vacation, recently divorced Annie ends up feeling quite alone on a cruise ship filled with thousands of talkers, as the rabid fans of a 1990s band called Boy Talk are known. Gradually, though, the experience starts to win her over. As Annie observes, this was why people turned to religion or watched the Super Bowl at a sports bar instead of alone in their living room. It felt good to be part of something where your passion was celebrated instead of mocked. All the talkers dream of having a special bond with their favorite band member, so when Annie actually does meet Keith, she wonders if what seems to be a connection between them is real or if she's just as delusional as the others on the ship. My friend and editor Charlie Burlock included this book in Oprah Daily's Best of Spring roundup, writing, "Grab your lanyard and leave your dignity on the gangway. The best-selling author of All Adults Here and This Time Tomorrow is back with a premise that's as wickedly funny as it is achingly earnest." Straub has a blast with the shipboard absurdity, but she grants every character, including the men being watched from a thousand angles, a layered inner life. American Fantasy is a fizzy, escapist thrill ride with real insights on the isolation of celebrity, the community of fandom, and the liberation of middle age. Yeah, what Charlie said.
The books are The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid and American Fantasy by Emma Straub. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you might find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.